الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال تعالى: فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى says in Surah Ali Imran. Obviously every ayah of the Quran is beautiful and precious. In this ayah is no exception. The beauty of it is in the jamal and the rahmah, the beauty and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala tells His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that indeed it's because of mercy from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam narrated in Sahih Bukhari. إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِي. It's part of a longer hadith. That I am nothing except for a distributor, and Allah is the one who gives. So the principle in play here, that it is from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that you were soft with them. That the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received the mercy from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then he transmitted that mercy to his companions and to this entire ummah, that he was soft with them and he was soft with us. And Allah Ta'ala informs him, لو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. If you were harsh and heavy and thick of heart, meaning a person who nothing gets inside of his heart, they would have all left you. They would have all ran away and left your side, abandoned your side, not been around you anymore. So Allah Ta'ala tells the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. So forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And ask Allah to forgive them. And وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمَرِ. And ask their opinions about matters. That, you know, there's certain things that Allah Ta'ala has already said. Those things, there's no mashwara in them. We don't ask one another about those things. But it's a sunnah, and everything other than those couple of things, you know, ask one another, what do you think? What's your opinion? This is the haqq of every follower, that at least their opinion, if it's reasonable, should at least be heard. It doesn't have to be listened to, but it should at least be heard. The haqq of the leader is that they should be obeyed. The haqq of the follower is that they should at least be heard, or they should at least be listened to. So make mashura with them. Consult with them in your affairs before making decisions. Allah Ta'ala says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمَرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And then when you make a firm resolve to do something, then trust in Allah Ta'ala. Verily Allah Ta'ala loves those who trust upon Him. And so such a beautiful ayah regarding so many beautiful characteristics about the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a part of the usloob of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that there are many things he used to get done indirectly just through kindness. The usloob of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that even Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Salul, he's the Ra'is al-Munafiqeen. That was the laqab that he was given. He's the Ra'is al-Munafiqeen. He's not just a client, he's the president. When it comes to Munafiqeen, he's not just a client, he's the president. Right? And he would say kufr one thing after the other. But the Prophet ﷺ, notice what was his style. With the kuffar, his style was that they would find harshness in him. They would find harshness in him. If someone wanted to fight the Islam and fight the Muslims on the battlefield, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they'd find harshness in him. And to the point where Abu Sufyan came to Medina Munawwara to try to negotiate some sort of, renegotiate the hudna, the ceasefire between the Muslims and the kuffar. And he found Bilal, and he found Suhaib Rumi, and he was harsh with he tried speaking with them. They were harsh with Abu Sufyan. And Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, because his heart is so soft, when he saw this, he said, no, this is the elder of Quraysh, you can't treat him that way. And so he chastised Bilal and Suhaib, who are people of tribally from the Jahili system, people of low rank. And so when this matter came to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he do? He chastised Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, says, no, this guy, he's like the enemy of Islam and the Muslims. His feelings are nothing compared to the feelings of these two people who say, La ilaha illallah. So the usul of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there in the Quran also, is that he used to show his izzah, he used to show his jalal in front of the enemies of Islam. I'm not saying non-Muslims, in front of the enemies of Islam. Obviously the people here are not our enemies politically. Why? Because we're citizens in this country, we've entered into political alliance with them. We should recognize that fact. It's a fact, we've entered into political alliance. If you don't want to be in political alliance with them, for whatever reason, X, Y, or Z, we won't say you're you know, not a Muslim, but you should probably leave. You shouldn't live here anymore. But for those of us who made that choice, we live here, this is a common understanding we have with them. But with the enemies of Islam, the Prophet ﷺ would show some izzah and jalal. People forget that sometimes. But inside Medina, he never sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do that. The munafiqeen didn't believe in Islam. The Prophet ﷺ knew who they were. He had a list of them. He knew them by name. He shared that list with Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. He knew who those people were. But still, when permission would be sought to chastise, kill, punish one of them, it's a hadith of Bukhari. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet permission, give me permission that I go and strike the neck of this munafiq. What did Sayyidina Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? There's nothing stopping me from giving you permission except for what? I don't want the people to say Muhammadun yaqtulu ashabahu. I don't want people to think that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one that he kills his own companions. Because for an outsider, they won't know what the difference is. Meaning what? If someone's a Muslim, they come to the Muslim, even if they're a bad person, it's something that's bad that a person can't get along with the people who are around them. Right? If he had said, I'm a kafir, I'm leaving, made himself an enemy, that's different. But as long as he stays and tries to play by the rules of the game, we vouchsafe the what's in the heart to Allah Ta'ala, Yawm al-Qiyamah, he's going to sort everything out. We shouldn't be people that people from the outside look at us and say, man, I don't want to be friends with this guy. Look what he does with his friends. This guy is crazy. This guy should stay as far away from him as possible. And on the flip side, there are many people who had bad intention when they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beginning. And just because of his niceness, he just took care of the bad intentions and turned them into good. Even Abdullah bin Ubay, his daughters, his son, all of them, they became Muslims, to the point where Abdullah bin Ubay, one of his sons, was afraid his father did something so bad that he was afraid the Prophet ﷺ this time will definitely give the order to kill him. He came to the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, he said, I'm a person, I admit I have some jahiliyyah inside of me, and I cannot stand the idea that another man would kill my father and I would take vengeance from him. So if you give the hukum to kill him, you tell me, I'll do it myself. Don't make me suffer the humiliation of another man doing it. This is how much they had the love for Islam, right? And if he wasn't nice like that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'd see that there'd be so much from the side that they wouldn't have pulled it. Obviously, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, neither did he kill Abdullah bin Ubay, nor did he tell his son to kill him. But the point is that good character is what the difference is, that even though the guy himself is not going to enter into the deen, all of his even family members, they all came in, because nobody's going to not want to be with something that's you know, that shows that much rahmah and that much good character and that much softness. So may Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq, inshallah. We remind one another also. And I'm not perfect myself in implementing this, but it is a amana that it's in the book of Allah and the sunnah of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we could all use a little bit more practice with it. We get upset with Muslims, we say, oh, Muslim country this, Muslim people this, the masjid this. We shouldn't say things like that, we shouldn't act like that. We shouldn't, if we find ourselves walking in the masjid and have more anger to a person, average dude in the masjid, than we do an average dude at Walmart, it's a problem. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to raise my hand and say I have that problem. But if someone finds that inside of them, then no, it's a problem. There's ways to treat it as well, inshallah. But that's the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give tawfiq.